Oh, it's you. You know what? I have something I've been wanting to say to you for the longest time. No, don't. What are you doing? Don't leave. You're gonna sit there, shut up, and listen to what I have to say. Wow. You know, you think you're such a tough guy, but you're not. The fact is, all boys are weak. It's just a fact of life. No need to get mad. But do you know why all boys are weak? Because all boys have nuts, and girls don't. Girls are so much better than boys for just this reason alone. Listen, you better not piss me off, or I'll give you a quick, swift kick to the nuts. And when I kick you in the nuts, you'll be rolling around on the ground in pain, cupping your poor, pathetic, aching little testicles and crying like a baby. And guess what? I will never know the pain of being kicked in the testicles because girls don't have any defenseless balls. See, what girls have between our legs is like a shield. You see, unlike you poor boys, our ovaries are tucked neatly up inside our bodies, well protected from any kicks, because I know I'll never have to experience a kick in the balls. I have no sympathy for your pathetic little ball pain. It simply doesn't concern me. You know, it sure must suck having to walk around for your entire life with that tiny, pathetic, insignificant, annoying little wiener and ball sack between your legs, doesn't it? Any sort of tight clothing probably crushes your helpless balls, but I can wear anything I want. I can wear sexy thongs that tightly wrap around my crotch because, unlike you, I don't have any nuts. I can also wear yoga pants that fit snugly around my tight little pussy and walk around in public comfortably. But if you did that, everyone would be staring and laughing at your pathetic little bulge. Any girl could just come up to you and kick you in the nuts or grab you by the nutsack, and you would be completely at her mercy. There is nothing a guy can do when a woman has him by the nuts. When I go to the beach, I get to show off my superiority by wearing comfy little bikini bottoms that nestle up cozily on my pussy. It only takes a tiny little piece of material to cover up my flat, even, nutless crotch. But if you wore a Speedo, your vulnerability would be out on display for everyone to see. Oh, you poor thing. Life is so unfair in so many ways, isn't it? The fact that you have two delicate testicles and a tiny little wiener stuffed in your underwear, it's not fair. The fact that under my skirt is a smooth pussy with no equivalent weak spot makes life doubly unfair. I don't even need to wear underwear because I don't get awkward boners from checking out girls' butts and smooth camel toes in public. Wow. Speaking of boners, do I see that your little wiener is getting hard? You know, I think you actually like getting kicked in the nuts and humiliated by women, don't you? You know, oh, you do. I can tell by the sick little grin on your face that you do. Well then, do you know what I'll do for you if you behave? If you behave, I will let you strip naked in front of me and spread your legs wide open. I'll give you exactly what you deserve, a nice hard kick to your bare testicles. And finally, just to rub salt into your wounds, I'll let you stare up at me in envy while I tower above you proudly with my bouncy female ass and perfect tight little pussy in your face, laughing at you, blissfully unaware of the agony you're feeling in your sensitive, vulnerable testicles.